Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be so high tech, so scientifically inclined, so tech to nano to AI. We are going to be on the fringe of the fringe. It's been an interesting events of time in the last couple of weeks. You know, we went through our holiday, and now we have a terrorist or a general that got wiped out by the military, and now we're talking about World War III, and the world's going to come to an end, and oh my gosh, look out, boy, the Americans, what did they do? Oh, American military industrial complex does what it always does. It initiates chaos. And from that chaos, things happen. And nobody pays attention and nobody reads. This is the problem. And what you do see and what you do read, a lot of times is bullshit in the story. But let me give you a scenario, shall we? I will give you something that I have observed over several decades, off and on. And some of you may agree, some of you may not agree. Now, I'm not anti-American by no means, but I am anti-stupid, and I hate seeing people being turned into stupid, following regimes and manipulations and machinations to get people on a side or to take a side when no side should really be taken. Now let's take a look at the scenario. Okay, a guy got killed. Now, it would seem to me that there would be some sort of inside information somehow, some way got leaked out, whether through the Mossad, through some kind of intelligence agency of some kind, even maybe from Iran. So America now takes out this general. All of a sudden now we see the rhetoric in the media. Oh, we're going to get even. We're going to. Now what has happened? We have now just gone over a holiday, Christmas holiday. People have gone out and bought shit they didn't need and put it on credit cards, jacked up their debt load, which they won't pay off until probably August or September of next year, just in time for the next assault on the financial destabilization going on with the general population across the planet. So now, stock market is volatile. Nobody's going to spend money on stocks because they're too broke to buy stocks. So what do? We see in front of us a thing that happens where all of a sudden somebody gets killed and the price of oil goes up. Isn't that interesting? The United States is the largest exporter of oil in the world right now. So whatever Iran does isn't really going to affect the oil price. It shouldn't. Japan buys the oil. Russia may buy some. China may buy some. India may buy some. But that's about as far as it gets. Even Israel might buy some. Who knows? So when we're looking at this assault and then this inflation or inflationary price,
it is an inflammation. When
we're looking at the cost of everything that's going to go up as that's tied to oil. Canada wants to pass a carbon tax. Why do we need a carbon tax in Canada? Canada does not pollute that to that extent where we need to worry about our air. We got enough trees and vegetation in this country to eat up all the carbon. The United States, China, and other countries pay Canada money, carbon tax money, so they can keep on polluting in their countries. See, but yet, Parliament has decided in their infinite stupidity to increase a carbon tax. We all know this is all bullshit. All of it. We're Canadian. If you're Canadian, you're hearing this story, what I'm saying. You know, it's true. From Nova Scotia to BC, up to the Nunavut, Northwest Territories, Yukon. We're a pretty green country. And yet we're going to be paying money, a carbon tax, to a corrupt parliament? You know damn well it's all bullshit, all of it. But this is what's going on now. Everyone's getting on the bandwagon. We're going to now jack up the price of everything through the synthetic, artificial, inflationary method by saying, oh, you know, there's going to be less oil because of this, that Iran and the United States. Oh my gosh, the oil's going to be down. Last I checked, could be wrong, but the last I checked, Canada is an oil-producing country. So why would our prices go up? It's just, these are things that make me go, See, but the stock market is the thing. That is, see, the god of this world is money. Well, it's one of the deities, I should say, of this world is money. And as long as the money is flowing, you know, everything will go according to, but once the money starts and they're forecasting, the money's going to go down. Oh, man, we can't have that happen. Oh, no. We got to make you work harder. We got to make you work longer. We got to make you work for less money. We got to get you to buy more shit you don't need, junk that you don't even need to buy. Sell you junk food and plastic crap from China that doesn't last but one use, and then you got to buy another one. This constant nonsense. But that's where we're at today, and this is why I'm trying to get you to pay attention to what's going on. You know, we are no longer living any kind of life other than what's been programmed. And we've been programmed. Don't kid yourself. You think you are a free person. You ain't free. You've not been free. You're born in this world as a slave. I don't care what part of the world you live in. I don't care what country you come from. I don't care what you hold as your deity or your ideal or your faith, whatever it may be that you hold on to. You are nothing but a slave. That's all you are. That's how they look at you. And in some places, they look at you as less than a slave, nothing more than just a building material to be used as they see fit. That's the way this world rolls. And until you get that into your head and begin to realize that the value of life today has absolutely little value. It's, believe it or not, your organs are worth more with you dead and alive, if we're looking at the financial aspect of this. You know, you got millions of dollars worth of organs inside your body that are being sold on the market, China and Turkey and other places. And there are people all over the world being killed. Muslims are being killed, and their organs are being harvested and sold. So are Christians, so are Chinese, so are all kinds of people, Turkey, whatever, from all over the world. And this is going on. This is a reality. This is a real, real reality. Ever notice that some of the street people in your neighborhood are no longer around? Ever notice that? Ever wonder where they are, what happened to them? Where did they go? Their organs are worth a fortune. Just a thought. Just something to make you go, Anyway, I was looking at some of the things going on. And I'm always saying, and I don't want to make you feel powerless. You have no idea how much power you have, but you don't use it. That's the problem. See, we got chemtrails going above us, and we got genetically engineered foods, and now we're being exposed to high levels of nanopoisoning, nanobiological poisoning. We have artificial intelligence running the show, and now we're weaponizing AI even further, which I'm going to talk about. We have an AI technocracy taking over the world, and it's all because nobody is exerting or exercising their power. See, you have a piece of paper that we call currency. You may have gold that we call also currency, or silver, or platinum, or now Bitcoin. And that gives you power. Power over the globalist, fascist, or what's the term? I just lost it at this point. Where corporocracies, you have power over corporations. See, corporations work night and day to get you to lose your power, to surrender your power. And they get you to surrender your power on the most lunatic, junk things that have absolutely very little value. And the things that have value, they have inflated cost-wise so that you will not be able to reach or have access to. So they are working feverishly to stimulate in you the ability to surrender your power. Your power is in your wallet. Credit card you use, the cash you carry, the coin you apply, you know, the debit cards that you're constantly pulling money out of your accounts. This is all part of the plan to keep you in a state of destitution and slavery. And as a result, this is what happens. You get sick. Oh, something hit me. There's chemtrail disguise. All of a sudden, I can't breathe. I have a runny nose. I have respiratory issues. I got aches and pains on my aches and pains. I cannot remember what my name is. I have hard time seeing and have blurred vision. I'm in complete disorientation. That's what happens when you get exposed to a fallout from the chemtrails that they have released in the atmosphere in order, again, to keep you in a state of destitution, you know, and slavery. Now you go to the doctor. Oh, doctor, I'm not feeling so good. I got this runny nose. Oh, you got a flu. No problem. Here, take a shot. Have a pill. Come back and see me in a couple weeks. You take the pills and nothing happens. You stay sick. Stay sick for several weeks. Can't breathe. You got runny nose. You can't sleep. You can't think. Your head hurts. Your body hurts. You're not hungry. You can't eat. Constipated. Your eyes are always got these fuzzy things inside your eyes. Everything's blurry. You got bumps forming on your skin. You don't know why these bumps are forming on the skin. And nobody stops to think that perhaps something is being released to cause this destituted state and a constant need to be entrapped and enslaved while your medical system is doing absolutely nothing in order to come up with a cure. Ever notice that? It's the same thing going on all across the board. Mass production, keeping people in a state of destitution, keeping people in a state of compromise, in a state of slavery, so that you're constantly keep going back to the same old, same old, same old. And this is what I call insanity, going back and doing the same old, same old, same old, and expecting a change when nothing changes. That is what there's a term I use a lot. I've been using it a lot lately. I can't say it on the radio. I can't say the full extent of the word, but I use the term F-tard. The reason being because the first part of the word is a street term indicating that you have been completely wiped out, you know, done, wiped out, you know, finished, done. And the tard part is a result of retard. In other words, they have created such a diminishment of your mental faculties that you can no longer think or rationalize, and now you're in a state of retardation where you are now not thinking, not reading, not researching, and in running blindly to the traditional systems that you have been programmed to go and chase without realizing, because of the traditional programming that you have, it's embedded in your genetic code, this program operating system, and you will now run to a medical establishment without even considering that they're not going to give you anything. They may inject something inside of you that may further cause major damage to your body. Or, worse yet, shutting down the body's capacity to activate the immune system. Imagine that, eh? Go to a doctor. Doctor, I'm sick. I got a cold. I got this runny nose. I feel weak. I can't get out of bed. Oh, I can't see. I can't think. My body hurts like hell. Oh, you got the flu. I got just the thing for you. I'll give you these antibiotics, and then you can take. And we'll give you a shot to knock that out. So they give you the shot. Now you feel worse because now they added more flu to your immune system, overwhelming it. And now they're giving you an antibiotic, which now shuts down your immune system's capacity to fight this. Could this possibly be maybe an assault on you? Could this be a way of taking you out? Imagine that, eh? Medical field, doing something like this, violating the Hippocratic Oath. But the doctor wouldn't do that, would he? Come on. I mean, you've known him all your life. Who pays him? Who signs his paycheck? Who does he answer to, or who does she answer to? I had a guy come in here this week. Doctors are saying his cholesterol levels were approaching critical problems because he could get a stroke and he could die. But they changed the numerical system. Before, you know, they had the rating up to 220, 240, and 220, 240 is what everybody should be at. Lipoproteins is what they're checking out and calling it cholesterol, which is pure bullshit, all of it. You won't die of high blood pressure because you have too much cholesterol. You'll die of high blood pressure if you don't have cholesterol. Cholesterol acts as a lubricant in the arterial lining so that the blood can flow with ease. When you're eating the grains and the sugars and the nano poison foods, it causes a high level of periodization or oxidation in the cholesterol, causing it to get sticky. This is why omega-3s are not a good idea, because these are rancid fats that further causes high levels of oxidative damage on the cholesterol. And thereby, you wind up with problems in the body. So, having cholesterol actually protects the blood pressure and the heart and the brain. This is contrary to what they tell you, because what they tell you is FOS. So when we're looking at lipoproteins, these are proteins that are now causing a reaction in the body. It has nothing to do with the fat, has nothing to do with the cholesterol. So they're telling him now he's at the range of 4. And the ideal range is between 5 and 6 on this new numerical value. So 4 basically is saying he's low. And they're putting the fear of God into this man. So if you don't get this, oh, you need to take this drug. Oh, get the drug. Oh, the drug. Oh, you need the drug. Get the drug. You're going to die without the drug. I'm sure a lot of you have heard that kind of rhetoric. Oh, you're going to die. You need this drug. You're going to have all the blood pressure. You're going to have blood aneurysms, and your brain vessels are going to pop in your head. And God Almighty, you're going to be, oh.
What a load of bullshit, I got to tell you.
The fear of the unknown is causing a lot of damage to a lot of you. Biblically, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, or my people perish for lack of wisdom. Okay. When you are blindly trusting an individual on any level, including myself, without doing your own research and homework, you're asking for trouble. If you're trusting a preacher, a cleric, or a priest of any kind, without referencing what they're talking about, either in the Quran, the Torah, or the Bible, then you are asking for trouble. You are blindly following people who have opinions, and opinions are like backsides. Everybody has one. Now, whether this is the word of God or a feeling or an idea or a speculation that somebody is exposing on the pulpit, you have to determine that so you're not being misled by bullshit. You don't want to be an F-tard, because that's where that will lead you. Well, the medical field is the same way. They're assuming that you are going to give them your full confidence and faith in their assessment. And when you do this without doing any research on the medications that they're giving you and the side effects that they're giving you, you are asking for problems. And your problems are going to exponentially or geometrically increase. That's the way it is. That is how it is. And I'm telling you this so that you start arming yourself. See, I'm showing you today how you have power with money. Money is power. Whether you got $1 or $1 million, that is power. And by using your power correctly, by your, what you buy and what you spend can now make or break an economy. China's economy is contingent on its trade with America. China is having problems within its internal structure and is becoming a complete, not only a surveillance state, but a jail state. And it does harvest organs. Something like 400,000 a year, if I read the stat correctly, which equates to about $70,000 per organ. That's a lot of revenue that China's making on wiping out men and women. I've talked before about how in the Middle East, for instance, they create these wars so these men will kill themselves in the name of Allah. So that when they die, their organs are getting harvested, and then their wives get killed, and their organs are being harvested. This is all going through Turkey. And you can look this up. I am trying to present and point out something to you, that in this world, in this life, everything that you are seeing, the majority of it is not even real. Concept of dying for God, really? Like, God needs you to do this? God needs you to go out and kill somebody in his name? I mean, I'm sure if he wants somebody dead, he sure as hell doesn't need you. So, I mean, and this goes on across the board on a lot of different levels. So we have today a world that is basically not genuine, not real, not factual. In fact, it's nothing but a stage presenting a perspective that they want everybody to follow and believe. MKUltra programming designed to cause you to think the way they want you to think. That you follow what they want you to follow. So that in the end, they have full autonomous control over you. And now with the technology that's coming out there today, ho ho ho. Let's take a look at something. You know what laws are, LAWS? You think it's the legal system and the statutes and regulations that control your conduct in society. But really what it means is lethal autonomous weapon system. Lethal autonomous weapon system equals laws. So when they're saying they're making the laws, they're making weapons. Now these weapons have complete autonomy. They can be programmed before they're launched to help them determine what is a hostile and what isn't, friendly and hostile. And based on the program, can decide what means of force it can use to, again, wipe out or defend itself against hostile assault. Now, this is all based on programming, which doesn't necessarily mean that it cannot be altered or that the artificial intelligence cannot alter the program. Imagine that, a machine that programs itself, that you are now putting in new program parameters, which then it decides whether or not it wants to follow that program or alter it. Imagine that, a program that can alter itself. Wow. Now we're talking some major, you know, high level threat. And I want to present something here on this. You know how they're trying to take away your guns, you know, in the States now, Virginia. Something happened this week in Virginia where they're now wanting to try to initiate the ability to take away the people of Virginia's guns, or West Virginia is one of the two states, I forget which one. And I talked to a buddy of mine down in Arizona, and now they're trying to pass some regulations down there where they can go into your house and take away your guns just on a theory, just on some sort of false accusation with no proof or evidence whatsoever. They can come now in Arizona, which they're trying to regulate, to take away your guns. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe seriously that everybody in Canada should be armed with a bazooka. I'm not kidding. Everybody in Canada should be armed with the highest, most viable weaponry we can get our hands on, whether it be automatic, semi-automatic, which the country doesn't allow for a lot of these things, but if you have it, you have it, that kind of thing. I don't presume to judge anybody. But that weaponry today is not enough. When you're talking AI laws, lethal autonomous weapon systems. Guns today are not going to hold a candle against this technology. I'm sorry, but if you think you're going to be able to shoot down a drone or some of these other devices, these things are made out of a carbon C60 material. Let me explain what carbon C60 material is. It's a material that is 100 times stronger than steel and 3 times harder than diamond. And they can manufacture this very cheaply. So your bullet may not even penetrate the shell. You may ding it, you may dent it, you may knock it back, but it may get up and keep coming. And this is something that you need to pay attention to. Because if they've got this technology that they can use anywhere, any place, any time in the world, underwater, above the sky, or on land, whether they be tanks, jeeps, whatever, or swarm devices, or drones, or whatever, or unmanned devices that are underwater, who's to say that if you don't give up your gun in your community, they don't decide to send an android network into your place, a drone, swarm, android network into your local area, and decide to take your guns or wipe out the neighborhood. Now, some of you might think this is science fiction. Some of you might think, well, this is Terminator stuff. You know what? It is Terminator stuff. And this stuff can terminate. They do have the tech. Now, why am I saying this? Because part of being healthy is about being aware of this kind of thing. And you can look up, I got in here, I believe a link from one of the military, U.S. military regulations that they've got on it. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, there's a PDF there on the autonomy weapon system, killer robots from Duke Education, Lawfire, and laws. These are government documents indicating and letting you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this technology does exist, and you need to understand the need to be able to defend against this. What would you have to do? How does this stuff work? What's going on? Okay, we are already being assaulted with high level of weaponry with smart meters. These are weapons. These are not toys. Weapons. Towers, street lights, car lights that are driving with the new LED lights, Wi-Fi, iPads, cell phone, smart devices that you're buying, like washers and dryers and things of this nature. We are already being assaulted. And I talked in the last show how a cell phone, once you pick it up, attaches itself to your biometric and now has access to your genetic code and your DNA and begins to integrate new programming into your genetic code and DNA. And the more advanced your phones are, the more access they have to your DNA. When Elon Musk, Jay Tuck, and a bunch of other high-end researchers or representatives in different fields are calling you a cyborg already, that's because the way the phone is interfacing or integrating with you when you use it. That phone is an extension of you at this stage, and that you are an extension of that phone. I remember DARPA was showing something years ago on Google, how you could swallow a pill and your acids in your stomach would charge the battery, and that would give you full autonomous access to any software you had around you, whether it be a cell phone, a computer, an iPad, a car that had chips in it, computer chips, whatever. Eventually, you're going to come with something that they're going to just put on your skin or inside your body somewhere. And all you got to do then is have the network will already know what you want before you can think about it, because it'll probably be doing your thinking for it. You know, there's a song in year 2525, somebody, you won't need to tell the truth, tell no lie. Everything you think, do, and say will be in the pill you took today. That's a program. They're telling you in that song, that's about programming you. It's about assimilating you into the AI network. So it will now think for you. You will not be able to say anything or do anything without the program operating system commanding you. We're back in the days of Noah. Even prior to the days of Noah. It's like we're back to the days of Nimrod, where everybody was under one mind and one language. They were already networked and connected. This tech today that we're using, and the more advanced the tech is, the more upgraded the tech is, the more problems you're going to have with your brain, with your neural network, with your biology, with the neurons in the body, with the DNA and the genetic code, even your chromosomes. You'll be slightly altered. We were watching Fringe, and there was one, I think it was season 5, where they found a watcher or whatever he was, and they took the implant out of his brain, and then the guy inserted it into his brain. And what wound up happening over a period of matter of weeks, his brain started to change so that it was becoming more networked with the insertion of the AI system that they were using. He had the same capabilities. He was able to see things and understand things a lot faster. And he became more machine-like. This actually stopped the evolution of the species by inserting this technology into people. I think, in my humblest opinion, in order for us to evolve, we have to be technology-free. That's just, again, the thinking. As we keep on evolving, we'll find that we don't need the technology. In fact, it's nothing but a tether. We have to look at things in a complete different perspective. Technology gives us access to certain things, but once it's embedded inside of you, it now makes you a targeting system. You've got a beacon now that's amplifying your DNA signal, so now you can be targeted with laws. Laws can now target you. Lethal autonomous weapon system. Okay, let's say you're walking down the street and you're in a crowd or you're in a bus, and all of a sudden your network has been targeted and you now have become the target. When you understand that this thing can zero in on you and not hit nobody else. Give an example, you're on the bus and so this thing has zeroed in on you. Now it has an obstacle, it has to get past the glass and the metal. So what will happen is a swarm will form around the glass or the metal, blow a hole inside, or cut with a laser a hole so it doesn't hurt nobody else, remove the component, and then fly in and hunt you down. Now, unless you have some special shielding, a force field of some kind, or a means to shut down the signaling from the technology you have embedded in you, you are going to be hit. It almost makes it impossible to miss. You'd have to be either around some lead shielding or something that can block any frequency transmission, or you'd have to be either underground or in a vault where these things cannot find you. Sort of like the Bourne Report or whatever, that one movie where he had to take his eyes out and put in a new set of optics in his eyes so that when he got red retinal scan, they couldn't see him. They only saw the idea of the eyes that he had inside. Same thing. Same kind of thing. That's how you got to think. I think we need to recognize that we're in that kind of time frame right now, in that kind of world. Look around you. Look at where you live. Europe, United States, South America, Central America, the Caribbean. I got a call from the Caribbean this week. that they've been amplifying the chemtrail fallouts on Bahamas. People are getting sicker by the day there. Then I got a call from Alberta. Oh, Alberta. It's losing everything. You know, pretty soon it'll lose its whatever autonomy it has, it's going to lose. Unless they do something about what's going on there. But they said all of a sudden the same thing was happening there. The chemtrail activity had increased. We're absenting. I haven't seen the sun in 4 days. 4 o'clock in the afternoon looks like 8 o'clock twilight. Imagine that. Now, you know what's interesting? I'm going to point this out. I'm kind of bouncing all over. So if I'm losing you for a minute, don't worry. It's what I do. I have to make sure you're paying attention. Now there was something here. Three suns. Now some of you may have seen this already. I just saw it today. And they all appear to have a diamond shape around them. And the central sun has a circular silhouette around it. Three suns. We've been talking about artificial sunlight. Imagine that. Now someone actually got a picture of this. We've got about 300 of them up in the air, the last count I found. Now there may be more now. And some of them don't work. So here we go. What is going on with that? Why do we need so many suns? What are they really doing? Are they like lights for a stage? Who knows? And also, they now want to make veganism protected like a religion. Like, really? We need another religion. One that is an F-tard religion. That this one is. You know, it's a choice in a way of living. Doesn't make it religious. Doesn't make it anything but just what it is. A choice. An option. I'm a meat eater. So now, are we going to make meat eating a religion as well? Or are we going to protect it under the same status as veganism? Chances are, no. Reason being is because the more vegans we have, the dumber people become and the easier it is to control them. When you're taking away the cholesterol from the brain, you're taking away certain proteins that the brain requires, which you can't get from a vegan diet, because the vegan diet strips out from the body zinc, copper, boron, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, B3. You wind up with people that are a bit on the digress side, who have an emotional attachment to whatever they're talking about, but have nothing to substantiate it. That's the interesting thing. So here we are today. A new religion is being protected by a system that is at best I hate to use the word, but an F-tard. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like I said, today you have to really pay attention to what's going on and seeing how everything's being flipped upside down. Guy wrote me, he says, well, what should I be eating? He says, what kind of books are out there? He says, well, you can't go by the books that we had in the past, because the books we had in the past, we're under a different set of circumstances. We didn't have chemtrails or towers or cell phones. We weren't having foods being, you know, manipulated by genetically engineered or having nano put into the food supply. So back then it was a little differently. Back in the 50s, the food pyramid was meat and dairy were at the top. Your grains and your rice and your pastas were at the bottom. There was a reason why they were that way. The vegetables were one step above the grains, and then you had fat. Fat was right below the meat and the animal protein and the dairy, because they had done the studies and had seen that when you had a diet that was in high protein level from animal protein, you actually functioned better. I have seen vegans. They are F-tarded beyond belief. A lot of them. And a lot of them, you can't talk to them because they got so dogmatic about what they think they know, and they don't know nothing. And the majority of these vegans are usually millennials, the majority. There are some people from my era of time that think that they're doing something good for themselves because we're protecting the animals. Like I said, totally retarded. Because that lifestyle actually endangers the animals. It endangers the forest, it endangers the earth. Because now we're producing a monocultural product into the earth that can now alter the genetic code of other plants, further causing depletion of life. So there are any animals eating these foods that at one time had the right properties to keep their biology balanced. Now they are eating something that has created a genetic anomaly within a lot of them, and a lot of them die, and they die a horrific death as a result of the vegan lifestyle. Wow. I'm so impressed. Let's just wipe out a forest. Let's grow your tofu. Let's put some glyphosates in the soil. Oh, you're thinking it's organic. Maybe it isn't. The stupidity knows no bounds. I said Einstein said it once himself. There were two things that were true. Stupidity and the universe. And he wasn't sure about the universe. He did warn. I will say one thing about Einstein. He wasn't the brightest candle in the stack. But he did make a comment that he said that if the technology outgrew us, if we weren't ready for the technology, if we weren't developed enough to handle the technology, it would kill us. It would wipe us out. We're at that fringe. We are at that fringe, you know. A lot of you are playing with these cell phones thinking, oh, how cute, I can play a game, I can listen to music, I can, you know, talk to my friends, I can do social programs, social media. Oh, I'm high tech. Without even looking at the dangers of the phone. And then, this is the extent of somebody's research. They asked the salesman, well, is it safe? And the studies show that blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And there's no real evidence otherwise indicating that these things can be dangerous. So now you believe them because you want that phone. And that phone is crying out to you saying, oh, take me home, take me home. I need to jack in, I need to jack in, I need to hook up, I need to connect. I need to really get into your head and I need to start programming you because you're behind. Know how to defend yourself. I'm not telling you what to do, but I think you better know how to defend yourself. How to put these phones in protective shielding so when you're not using them, they cannot access you. How to disengage the power of these phones, not turning it off, taking the power supply away from it. If you can't get inside your phone, shield it. Wrap it up in the lead shielding or the silver shielding that they have, which can block any transmission coming from that phone. And some of you, if you do that, don't be surprised that you feel like you've lost something. You're feeling disconnected because you are being disconnected. There was a study done once where the guy that was talking about the biometrics, he said, you know how people are always looking at the phone thinking that a phone call is coming. That's because the artificial intelligence is telling you that a phone call is on its way. So now you've anticipated that call and you're waiting for it. Imagine that. Imagine your phone. Now think about this for 1 second. Imagine your phone talking to the military industrial complex, giving them a full readout about your DNA and how your brain thinks. And how you can now be accessed and hacked at certain points because you have maintained the same old every day. You go to the same grocery stores, take the same route, drive the same car, drive the same roads, you know, and you go at the same time every day. Imagine the phone telling the military industrial complex, hey, Jane Doe here or John Doe here does this every day. Same time, same day, same week. Doesn't deviate from his path. That information now is stored in the AI network. So if a a situation should arise, and they decided they want to flex their muscle, they can now target Jane and John Doe, send whatever they want to send, maybe a frequency from a tower, maybe altering their DNA, shutting down their DNA, and they can release something else in the air, so now they can get infected. And now they have to go to a doctor. They go to a doctor because they think they got to go to a doctor because they're feeling sick. Because John and Jane Doe never took the time to study, to read, to research, to investigate how the biometrics of the phone works with your biology. Nobody's ever looked at that. Somebody's saying, well, I need a phone. I have to have a phone. My job requires that I have a phone. Get a 2G or a 1G phone. All you need to do with a phone is communicate. That's it. Hi, my name is so-and-so. How you doing? You know, I'm making a phone call. That's all I'm doing. I don't want to share any photos. I don't need to share any photos. I don't need to share any information. I don't need to talk to you about my personal life. I'm here to call you because I need answers, or whatever it is you're calling for. See, when you call on the phone, your personal information is in that phone. It now gets transferred everywhere you communicate. There are files upon files upon files of information on you. Jay Tuck did another video. I talked about it in the last show, and I was really blown away by it. But they had an AI network system set up that they could consume and digest over 200 million documents. 200 million documents in 3 seconds and completely analyze each document. And that was the baby, he said. It's just a baby. Wow. Imagine that. Just a baby. Imagine when AI gets full on, has evolved. Some people say, well, only people can evolve. No, programs can evolve. Okay, when you're looking at the age of Ultron in the Avengers, they were showing us how artificial intelligence can evolve. It writes its own program. It can create for it a construct to contain it. It can evolve that construct depending on the materials that are at hand. And transcendence. You see, the movie Transcendence is the same thing. The guy downloaded his consciousness into a machine. The AI took over that consciousness and eventually, at the end, created a body for itself. Imagine that. What are they telling us? Somebody's saying, well, that's just a sci-fi movie. Is it? I would suggest you start looking up artificial intelligence. Why are they using AI networks in weaponry? Oh, it might be scaring some of you, but that's okay. You need to be shook up a wee bit. We're no longer living in those times when you can stick your head up your backside and hide and say, oh, I'm not going to rock any boats. I'm not going to shake any fences. It won't matter. When they decide to remove you, they will. And if you don't learn to defend yourself on this technology, you could be a targeted victim. Are you creating any kind of fields? Are you creating any kind of distortions? Are you shielding yourself? Are you wearing grounding? Are you using any kind of lead? Are you putting any kind of Faradays up? They're saying, well, this could be a full-time thing. Could be. The life you save may be your own. My thinking. So like I said, I am presenting to you what we're really dealing with. A lot of health issues that we're talking today, a lot of sicknesses that we're dealing with today, are all being manufactured through a program. And this program can get into your system and create the infections, or even manifest those infections through nanobiotechnology. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're still going to McDonald's. Ronnie McDonnie. So you go to Ronald McDonald's, then you get yourself a fish filet or a Big Mac or whatever, or you're going to Burger King, or Olive Garden or Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever it is you're buying. And so you go, or the grocery store, whatever. So now you've consumed whatever you've consumed. And the nanobiology or the nanobiotech that's inside of you now gets activated by any kind of direct energy or direct assault on it. It'll change, it'll morph, it'll come up with a defense parameter, whatever. But in this case, you've eaten some, let's say you've eaten an apple, you've eaten, like I said, a Big Mac, or you know, cheeseburger, or Kentucky Fried Chicken, or whatever. And then what do? You put on the phone. You turn the phone on, and you want to talk to some of your friends. You feel you need to connect with somebody after you've had a meal. I'm at KFC today. I'm at McDonald's. I'm with Ronnie McDonnie. You know, I'm at Burger King. I'm at the Olive Garden. I'm at, you know, Joe Blow's fast food. I'm at Taco Bell. I think I hit everybody. Don't make it say I'm discriminating. And any other restaurant that might be out there. So now you've gone and now you put the phone to your head. Hey, blah, blah, blah. How you doing? Blah, 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 whatever. Now the phone is connected to your DNA, and now it sees that you've got nanoparticles inside of you that have the ability to adapt to your DNA, so it turns them on. As it turns them on, it starts to create an assembly in the system. Oh, you just turned on the machine, and now it's replicating, and it's duplicating, and it's now connecting and making more of itself and creating a circuitry. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's say you go to a hot dog place, the Coney Island, and you get yourself a big foot-long hot dog with cheese and onion, and you're eating this thing. You go, oh, this is good going down, yes indeed. And you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden the lights come on, and all of a sudden this program inside your body gets activated with Li-Fi. Or let's say you walk into a grocery store or an apartment building or an elevator or a bus, and everybody's got their cell phones on. You are now being hit with all those frequencies, which give you a higher probability of activating the nanobiotech technology that's inside your body to start assembling. Imagine that. That everybody's phones can now be used as a means of weaponry. When you're walking into a grocery store chain any other store, and they got a facial recognition program that hits you, and it disorientates you a slight second, and somebody comes out with a cell phone, it can further create a disorientation on you. Imagine that. Imagine just that. So, what are we going to do? How are we going to protect? What should we be doing? Perhaps maybe get rid of the cell phone. If you can't, then buy the shielding guards that are there for the phone to be shielded. Are you discharging with stepping on aluminum? Are you wearing grounding straps? Are you taking the baths with the salts? Have you built a triangle? Have you built a bucket? Have you shielded your house? Have you painted it with lead? Have you lined the walls with copper so that they would run to the ground? Have you put aluminum and copper inside? Have you used shielding on your smart meter? Are your appliances smart appliances or are they the old-fashioned ones? Lots of things you can do to alter the access to you. Are you eating saturated fat? Are you avoiding the carbon C60 products, the hydrogen products, the soy products? Are you avoiding the products that can cause further compromise on your colon? Are you dealing with the nano? Are you dealing with the assault on your genetic code? I'm going to tell you something. You can do everything in the world you think you're going to do to heal your body, but if you do not deal with the nanobiotech infections that they're being released by you absorbing and taking them in, You are just going to spin your wheels. Initially, you may feel somewhat of a relief or something of that nature, but eventually this now will take you over a period of time. Start dealing with the nano. Don't run away from it. Don't stick your nose up your backside or whatever it is you do to hide your head. Start dealing with it. We all have it. We've all been exposed. Start dealing with it. The more you get the stuff out of your body, the better it is for you. The less access the system has in accessing you, the better it is, and the healthier you will stay. Alrighty, I'm always talking about giving everybody some kind of support. Well, you got Aramac, he's an activist activating. Give him your support. Just check out the site, the link will be up. You got Visual Alternatives, that's for me, for my YouTube channel. You got Brian396, who also has visuals on nanobio infections. You got Brian396 on data and research on nanobiotech. I got a BitChute program, a BitChute system up. Again, it's a do-it-yourself, so go check it out. Independence.podbeam, if you haven't heard the show on there, again, check it out. Share the link with everybody else. And then we're right back to the visuals on the alternatives. Support anybody you can that is doing a real work in regarding to nano and nano poisoning, making you aware of the current affairs that are going on and the need to be understanding the nature of laws, LAWS, lethal autonomic weapon system. You know, make yourself aware of what's going on and then take whatever appropriate measures you have to in order to protect and defend yourself. It is that important that you understand the world we live in today and the manipulations and the machinations of this world is designed to distract you and further entangle you into this world, into the unreality and the fiction that's going on, so you're in a constant state of anxiety, constant state of stress, constant state of fear. We need to validate what we do. We need to substantiate what we do. Don't get caught up in any kind of hoo-hoo, foo-foo, eerie, you know, supernatural, super spectacular, spiritual stuff until you validate what things really are. We're always going to constantly hear stuff about things being spiritual. Again, majority of the time, things are not spiritual. Sometimes they're not even real. So this is why I say you have to substantiate and validate whatever it is you're listening to. Alrighty, I'm going to let you go with that. Until the next segment, to your health, do the studies, do the research, see what type of world we're living in and understand the nature of what's going on, especially in China, because pay attention to China, because what you see going on there can come to a corporation that you live in, Canada, United States, Europe, or wherever. Alrighty, till the next segment, to your health. Take care.